For generations, people have embraced parenthood. However, more young adults are choosing not to have children. The Australian Bureau of Statistics suggests from 2023 to 2029, the number of couples living without children will overtake the number of couples who have children. I spoke to some young adults to hear their views.
No, I've never considered having children, and I don't think it's something I will consider. Everything's just too expensive at the moment, and I can barely afford to look after myself, let alone another human being.
With the current things that are going on with the environment and climate change, I don't feel the need to bring a child into the world when it's like that, personally.
On average, children are costing $12,800 a year, while adding 9,400 tonnes of carbon dioxide to the carbon footprint of each parent. With wallets getting smaller and the earth warmer, young adults can't ignore the financial and environmental cost of raising children. 24-year-old middle school teacher Grace Lacey shares her views.
There's a few factors. Number one, the economy. I believe that people, you know, see it as a financial burden to have children. Things like global warming and the climate crisis, that people's perceptions and understanding of the impact that children and having a family can have on the climate crisis, the upbringing of a child and the extra waste that they bring into the world and the extra energy that it takes to have them is something that people are really considering and making a move not to have children because of that.
The percentage of new mothers aged 30 and over has risen from 15% in 1981 to 49% in 2017, showing women are starting families later in life.
Now it's almost impossible to live off a one person income, so it's expected that women go to work and they don't have that option. So it's not till much later in life that people are deciding to have children because they haven't really even had a chance to be in the workforce yet and really establish themselves in their careers. So they're making the choice to put their career first earlier and have kids later.
The pressure to start a family after marriage is still a social norm. 45-year-old Matthew Heimer shares his experience.
I just have never really felt that I had a desire to have children. I think that if I'd had children, I could have ended up resenting it. I would rather know that this is not something I want to do than try and raise a child just to be conforming to what society thinks I should do once I get to a certain age. Once marriage legislation passed and once Josh and I got married, we got asked a lot more, are we going to have children or when are we going to have children? People see it as the next step you take.
Modern society gives young adults opportunities for fulfillment beyond parenthood.
We just have a lot more options now than our parents did. We have access to so much more. The ability to travel, the ability to experience a lot more. Your family doesn't necessarily have to be the achievement in your life. We have so many more options to get fulfillment in our lives.